It's a hold.
RDI, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to get a hold of Emily.
Emily, one moment.
...100% sell-through guarantee. Sounds good, doesn't it? What does it mean? Simply put, you'll never get stuck with an RDI diamond. Take a look at your current inventory. See a few that feel like they've become a part of the family? With RDI diamonds, you can easily exchange diamonds that you've purchased for stock from RDI for anything else we carry. 100% sell-through guarantee. Keeping your inventory fresh and current.
Did you ever wonder why RDI Diamond can and does offer so many perks that other vendors don't? Well, it's not a secret. We buy all of our diamonds individually. If we don't love it, we don't buy it. While most competitors buy parcels...
Thanks for holding. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. This is Candace Sheets, your long-lost friend.
Hi. How you doing?
How are you? I'm good. You probably have three or four more critters by now.
No, I still have the one.
Just the one.
Keeping me busy.
Okay. One and done. They call
possibly,
that one and done.
Possibly. We just have it as, you know what, if it happens, it happens. We're just kind of rolling with it, you know?
When you least expect it, whatever, it'll always be when you least expect it.
I know, so that's why we're kind of just rolling with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so what I'm doing, I wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Thank you. You too.
I'm still dealing with my husband and his cancer.
I was going to see how I was doing.
I thought we were probably down to 3 to 5 months, something like that, because it's all over. It's in his bones now. And
jeez.
He's still up and walking around, but strategically,
good.
Because he gets too tired. I mean, it's just... You know, he doesn't feel good. He's on so many different chemos and all that stuff. So, but anyway, I you remember that diamond you sold me last?
Let me pull it down. The round, right? The 3-carat?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I see that.
I'm looking for something just like that one.
Okay.
That was a beautiful diamond. That was a beautiful diamond for the money.
I know, for an SI3 at that, too.
Yeah.
It was a nice one.
And it had a good, width to it and everything. But I'm looking for another one. She wants to trade it in on one she bought from me probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
But it was one I'd had for like 8 or 9 years, and my husband had bought it for the store. And we didn't pay a lot of money for it, but it wasn't very nice either, and I was surprised that she would take it.
Okay.
But she did. I showed her. I didn't open my mouth first. I just showed it to her.
Right.
And then I, you know, like, well, could you live with that? Because it was so bad. And she goes, yeah, I could live with that. Because that's all she wanted to spend, you see.
Right, right.
And so the one you sent me was really nice also.
Yeah.
That last one that you sent me.
And it's
but
fresh
so fresh. She wants to trade this sucker in, and I really don't want it back. I don't think you guys even carry one as bad as it is. I mean, it's not salt and pepper, but it's got some good inclusions in it, you know.
Gotcha.
So, so I'm going to have to swallow big and see if I can absorb it. And
I gotcha.
Because I don't know anybody else that would take a diamond that way.
I'm trying to think. I don't really know off the top of my head. Have you tried any of,
study. It doesn't matter, sweetie.
People?
Just see if you can find me one that is real nice, like the last one, at a just a rock bottom price.
Okay. Let me see here.
And it needs to be around 3 carats. That was the thing.
Similar to
my last one was 2. Yeah, so this one needs to be 3. She wants a 3-carat. She wants to go up. And wasn't the last one you sold me 3-carat?
Yep, it was a 304
I'm sure it was.
G3 non-certified.
Yes, God, that was a beautiful diamond.
I know, it's spread big. I mean, I have actually a GIA that spreads similar, not far off in same money, but it's an SI2. I have a 301 That's an F as in Frank, S-I-2-G-I-A.
What are the prices on them? The prices is going to, she won't care what I tell her about the quality and clarity. If she looks at it, she will accept it or she won't, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And money is going to be the issue. So
does it not matter about millimeters similar to the last one? Can we just open this up and see?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, it doesn't matter.
So
I mean, we don't want it to show like a 2-carat because that's what she had.
Right. No, definitely not. But I mean, the one that she had was like a 57 depth, so it had a more of a shallower depth to it. So that's why I was just wondering.
Oh no, that's okay. You know, one of my diamonds was shallow, and it didn't bother me at all.
No,
and I
you
had a customer. She had a pair. She had a pair that she inherited from her mother, a pear diamond, and it was probably 3-carat.
Okay.
And I said, oh my gosh, it's practically just a shiver. It was the teardrop. I can't think.
Pear-shaped.
And so it was so thin. Mm. And I told her, I said, well, it's just so thin. You're going to have to be really careful with it, you know.
Right.
So we set it in a ring. It was beautiful. I mean, it was a really clean white diamond.
Okay.
But it was so thin. It was almost like a mirror.
Geez.
But it did have reflection, you know.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. Well, I guess whatever works.
So, no.
I think sometimes caught it, sometimes even though it's got a shallow depth, it doesn't always have that windowy look. The fisheye, I guess is what they used to call it back in the day. But
yeah,
it doesn't always
yeah.
have that appearance anymore.
I thought the fisheye was mostly from having a culet.
It does, yes. But sometimes with the combination of the shallow depth and the big table, sometimes it does. But
okay.
they cut them
yeah.
more nowadays, they've kind of like wishy-washed that. You know what I mean? It's kind of gone now.
Yeah, they've mirrored it off of it.
yeah, pretty much.
But they've done.
Yeah. One that is sticking out to me here is in my New York City office. It does have a couple pinpoints. Is that okay, or do you want me to steer away from that?
Is that white or what?
There are a couple black
pinpoints. Very small.
Black carbons in the table, but nothing crazy. You know what? I actually have another one that's here in Rochester. That's a VS.
Well, how much was that one though, and what size was
it? It's a 301GSI2GIA.
Oh God, that's pretty expensive still.
No, $24,231. So the one that she got was
$28,820. She's not going to come up, yes. I paid
$20. You have to shy of
for the
21.
Last one? I don't even remember. Yeah, okay.
Just shy of 21 of the last one. So this one's a little bit more. But I, you know what? I have a 3-carat that's an II1 GIA that's cleaner than this SI2.
Good.
It's more of just
there's less money?
Yes, it is, actually. It's just more small, scattered, like feathering and things like that. So nothing
that's on
her back. Or
more spaced out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Triple excellent, 9.2 millimeter, and it is $18,975.
Okay. Okay, can you send me pictures of both of them to my cell phone?
Yeah. I'll see if I can actually send you the videos. Now, I do want to let you know they're 300 power magnified. So they're meant for you to see what the inclusions are and where they are.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I just wanted to tell you so you don't share them with your clients. She's
I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it. Well, I probably won't even, I will make the decision. I won't. I won't get them in unless I think they're right. And I'm only going to pick one. I mean, that's it, you know. And then once I get a price on it, then I'll call her and we'll talk about whether she really understands how much it's going to be.
Yeah. I'm going to actually give you one more. And then I think you're going to actually be surprised when you see the video on this one. This will be the cleanest one out of the, like compared to the other two. I have a 3-carat even. That's a GIA KSI1 with excellent cut. But the K thing
that wouldn't
super
no,
white.
That's not gonna the K, yeah, the K it's, you know, I know that everybody's getting more demanding, but those that want the real thing,
mm-hmm.
and they want it, and they want it, and they can't, never going to get it in a G or better.
No.
And they want it big, and so that's what they get. They get a K, and
oh, yeah.
you live well with a K, I'll tell you. I had
you.
A K for a long time.
You do. I mean, and you'll be surprised. Yeah. You see this video, this K doesn't look like a K.
Yeah.
I actually think the GI
How much is it?
A little bit more. It is $20,700, so still right on the money that
okay.
you need.
Okay.
I'm sending myself these videos, and then I'm gonna.
Well, don't pick the best one price wise.
Okay.
For the money, you know what I mean? Pick
yeah.
the cheapest ones.
Yeah.
The most glam.
That's what I did. I think the KS I wanted to be frank with you is your stone. I think that's gonna be
okay.
the one that you're gonna roll with. But I'm gonna send you that video right now. Okay.
Okay, honey.
Okay. I'm going to send you all three.
Thank you.
But it'll have all the details,
okay.
the cert copies and all that in there, okay?
Okay. If I don't respond right away, I've got Pam is coming by in just a few minutes.
Oh, well, tell her I said hi. It's been ages.
I will. Okay, I will, honey.
All righty. Thanks, Candy.
Yep. Okay, three. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.